Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to yet another episode of the Brent Mukai Podcast. It's me, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. How are you doing, you sweet, sweet mukuleles? All of you generous Brentologists out there. Scoop JD, yo, back to you. What's going on? Iris, how's it going? It's going good. I got an Amazon box. And I'm going to open it. It's heavy. I'm going to open it. We're going to start with this because I think this is fine content. For those of you listening, I will explain all the things that I have just bought. I'm excited because this was supposed to come in yesterday, but my some dumb stuff happened, and I ended up not getting it all. Let's see. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, man, Brent, he's just buying everything off of Amazon. That's not correct. I do not buy. I buy almost nothing on Amazon until I saw that there's cool stuff on here. So first of all, shampoo. It's cheap-ass shampoo. I'm glad you like the music, Shannon. Thank you. Some cheap-ass shampoo. It's Amazon creates this shampoo. You know, Jeff Bezos concocts his own version of what shampoo's supposed to be like. And it's called Solimo. And it's just like, you know, it's just a ripoff of Head & Shoulders. It's just, which is fine, because I just buy the ripoff of Head & Shoulders at the regular store. But this would normally cost me, like, what, six, seven bucks? This cost me like $2. This cost me $2, a whole bunch of shampoo. And if you notice, I don't need a whole lot of shampoo. I was going to take off my hat, but I realized that my headphones were covering it. I'm bald. I'm a bald man. I don't need a lot of shampoo. This will last me probably, I don't know, 14, 15 years, because of the lack of shampoo I will need. $2, that's all I need. Gossamer Goddess, just tell them they're jealous of your huge package, right? That's what people are. They're upset. They're upset with me that I got this huge package. Now I'm just taking the shampoo off. Perfect. I was about to run out of shampoo. I was doing a little shopping on Amazon and saw. I was like, why don't I buy this? Also, might I say, oh my goodness, is this really? So 10 bars times 3. Times three of these, 30 bars of soap. Your stream keeps stopping or buffering. I don't know, Iris, if that's on you or if that's on my stream, but I think it might be on your end because I'm looking at the stream fine on my computer. Moxie, how are you doing? I'm good, dude. I'm opening up this humongous Amazon box. 30 bars of soap. 30 bars Dial soap, no less. So it's name brand. It's brand. It's name brand soap. 30 bars. Guess how much? Guess how much I paid for this bad boy? Is it sexual that I'm hitting, that I'm spanking this? How does it sound for those of you only on audio, huh? You naughty soap. How dare you? Ooh, you naughty, naughty soap. 30 bars of soap. Guess. Guess how much money? 30 bars of soap from Amazon. Free shipping because I'm doing the Prime. I signed up for like some Prime. I'm trying to figure out if I want to do a bunch of Prime. Ooh. Let's see here. Ooh, oopsies. Not liking. I don't want to like my own thing. Like that. So, $350. Scoop JD, that's a good guess. Anybody else have a guess? Anybody else want to wager a guess? 30 bars Dial soap. As you're guessing, let me show you what else I got. This is going to come in handy, too, because I am fucking hungry. Shazam coconut chips. Toasted coconut chips from a company called Terrasol Soul Foods. Don't know what that means. As most of you know, I'm still doing keto. Still on that. This thing is huge. I paid, I forget what it was. I think I paid like $10 for two of these big packs. Two of these humongous packs. and a fine low-carb treat. If I eat 3 tablespoons of these coconut chips, comes out to 2 grams of carbs. That is low-carb snack. Nice little crunch. Let's see how these are, shall we? Moxie, I'm good. I made crazy progress on a goal of mine. Honestly, a lot of things happening at once that has me terrified and excited at the same time. Well, I'm happy for you, because that's amazing. All right, time. Smells good. Oh my God. That's delicious. That's coconutty, baby. Hell yeah. It's not, and you know, it's not sugary, but it is sweet. So it's like, it does satisfy my sweet tooth a little bit. Oh man. I am happy about this. I'm sorry, I'm just eating now. How much is 3 tablespoons worth? There's a lot in here. My God. Keto is going okay. I love coconut chips. I'm a big fan. Crunchy like a chip, it sounds like. I know. Okay. Enough of these. 30 bars. Dial soap. $10. $10 for 30 whole bars. Can you believe that shit? 30 whole bars of soap for 10 bucks? That's insane. They're just giving this soap away. All right. And last but not least, the creme de la creme, Quest chips, baby. It's time for your boy to get on these Quest chips. My buddy, Dustin, actually, is doing keto as well. And he was the one that suggested I try Quest chips. He gave me a little sampling of some Cool Ranch Quest chips, which, you know, they weren't exactly like the Doritos, like they were, but they were like for a low carb option. I mean, damn it, were they good. Low carb chips, tortilla style, nacho cheese flavor chips. I don't know why it's green screening that out. 4 grams of carbs on this. Keep the box and you can stand on your soapbox and proclaim things. That is what I like to do. Let's try these chips. I have not tried the nacho cheese flavor ones. I will stand by the, I liked those other ones though so much. I smell it. Smells good. Kind of smells like Doritos. Being completely honest, looks like Doritos. Looks. They're heavily basing this off of Doritos. This is to fulfill your Dorito chip loving craving. If you're doing keto, low carb option. Let's see. I'm about to. Oh my God. Aftertaste. Aftertaste a little cheesier than I thought, but holy shit. I love these. Oh, man, Quest chips. How are you making these? What kind of crazy, amazing technology are you using? They're non-Ritos. No Ritos. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Goodness gracious. What's in these? Okay. This is where I find out there's some, like, evil, like, they just ground up, like, rat bones and shit to make this, right?
protein blend, which is protein isolate, high oleic sunflower oil, calcium caseinate, cornstarch, natural flavors. The fuck is natural flavors? What does that even mean? Natural flavors? Why would you put that on the bag? That is a strange thing to put on a bag. Natural flavors. Anyway. Soluble corn fiber. Xylem husk. Salt. And then a whole bunch of stuff that it contains less than 2% of the following. So in my opinion, not important. Unimportant. Non-issue. Less than 2%. Do I really care that you're fucking putting turmeric extract in there and chia seed? Nah. Nah. I'm more concerned about the fact that there's something called natural flavors and they are not telling me what that fucking means. That is the more pressing issue. What flavor is it? Natural. So, are you just rubbing dirt in the chips? Or, you know, it's natural flavors. Don't worry about it. You need a low-carb snack. This is good. Shannon Cooper. I'm looking for a healthy snack. I think I could do Cool Ranch. Quest chips, baby. Quest chips. Get on it. Damn. Oh. As someone who has not eaten chips in a while, this is fucking fantastic. I'm going to say this. Special top secret stuff there. I know, dude. It's natural flavors. Oh my god, I found out they're grinding up bees. That's what they mean by natural flavors. We gotta kill a man. We gotta kill this guy. He found out we're just grinding up bees, putting them inside of the Quest chips. That's what's giving it the crunch. The crunchiness of bees. It's being put into the Quest chips. We just call it natural flavors. My god, dude. But if this was ground up bees, I'd be fine with that. Like, I could know. You could show me videos of ground up bees. Just, you don't know how happy I am that I can finally eat something that resembles a chip again. What's up, Matt? Bro, what's going on with you, man? I saw you on I think your Instagram story. You had a sold out show. That's kick ass, dude. Over at Edinburgh. Kick ass, man. Happy for you. I'm doing keto. I got these Quest chips and I mean, they're bomb, dude. Question, obviously, do they taste like Doritos? No. If I was just eating Doritos, I'm sitting around, I'm just eating Doritos, then you put a Quest chip in there and I take a bite out of that, I'm going, oh, what the fuck is this? This isn't, it's not quite the same. It's a little bit off of Dorito Quest chips, but after the initial chip and the aftertaste kind of sits in your mouth, they're fucking good. These are fucking good. Oh. They keep the recipe at Area 51. They found it on a UFO. I would sign up to go storm Area 51 if I knew that I could get a case full of Quest chips after that. Where's your dip? Man, you can't have a bean dip. Beans, too many carbs, man. We out here on that low carb, shit, bro. Making me hungry, dude. The day I've had, man. It has been a busy few days. Let me say that. Let me say that for sure. Been a busy few days. Oh, the taste of chips. Just today. So today, what's going on? What's going on today? Because everybody's curious. Everybody's wondering, what's going on with your life, Brent? This is the Brent Mukai podcast, not the Quest Chips podcast. The fuck are you doing, right? So today, I'm just coming back from a voiceover class at the wonderful voice actor studio. I adore them over there. I engineered for a dude who is doing, works for like a whole AI foundation, right? And, man, I know that this is like not cool, right? I'm about to slide the chips, all of the rest of the little crummy chips into my mouth. But these chips are not cheap. So you gotta get all the crumbs. So excuse me, everybody, while I embarrass myself on live stream. Okay. So, talked about AI, where it's going, what's going on with it. This guy was not like some kind of crazy, AI, like, you know, genius guy. He works for an AI foundation, and he's one of the guys there. Answered a whole lot of good questions, like that Google video for the Google Duplex or whatever everybody was freaking out about. He was straight up like, they have not been able to recreate that. People have been trying to recreate that exact same thing. Hasn't happened. The fact that Google hasn't been rolling out the duplex is like probably like, we see what you're trying to do, but not quite there yet. Hope his podcast isn't making Skynet. That would be scary. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. About to go into some Terminator shit. Oh my god, dude, I can't stop eating. Alright, so I thought I was done with these coconut chips. Keep pulling me back in. Sky Brent. Not Skynet. Sky Brent. Sky Brett. Sky Brett. Hey, what's with this Sky Brett? 30 bars of soap. Fucking $10. Still can't believe that rockin' deal. It's insane. So, engineered AI course, learned a little bit about AI, artificial intelligence, learned a lot about how far we are away from it, right? People are out here throwing around the term AI like it's the next best thing since sliced bread. It's not, okay? It's not there yet. We're not there. People are talking about AI, just slinging that term around. When real AI, and what people are really trying to fucking do, is shit like having enough responses so you can live on forever as an artificial intelligence. So I can answer like 2,000 questions, say things for like an hour, read some lines of how I say these things for like an hour. Oh, coconut chips, why are you so delicious? I'm done with it. after this last bite, I'm fucking done with it. Okay? I see you all. You're judging me at home. You're hanging out. You at your home, and you're like, this Brent guy, he's eating too much on stream. After this scoop, I'm done. I'm putting it away. It's going back into the Amazon box from whence it came. All right, baby. It's like that coconut taste doesn't hit, but then it hits all at once right near the end. And it's just like, Jesus, oh, that's so good. Oh, the coconutty feeling and flavors. Oh! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So good. That will be gone. That's going to be the biggest issue of that. Those coconut chips are going to be gone in like 2 weeks. Not even that. It'll be gone in 10 hours. Oh, my God. It's so good. Oh, my God. Oh, is this so good? Oh. Oh, I just got to. I just like straight up just took a nap right now just on stream. I'm just like, ooh, all that snacking made me sleepy. Just gotta put my head down for a second. Just gonna. Nothing's funnier to me in like cartoons than when somebody just instantly goes to like instant snore. It's like they're awake. They're like, how could you even assume I'd fall asleep? You know. And some funny shit, dude. Some funny, funny shit. Anyways. 30 bars of soap. Jesus. There's more bars of soap in here than most rappers have in their mumble rap lyrics these days. Bang. Hey, dude, I gotta go sleep, but I'll catch up with this tomorrow. Keep it up. Thanks, Matt. Take it easy, brother. Hope you're doing well across the pond overseas. So did the AI class, learned a ton, got to ask some questions, like, you know, mostly my big question, like, I straight out was like, yo, how do I fucking make money at this? Where's the money at in AI? And he's like, it's still so new, there's still a lot of stuff. And I was like, fuck you, give me the money! Show me the money! Peace, dude. So yeah. AI class. I'm glad I went. It was nice. Engineered. Got to hang with my mentor, Melissa Motes. The fabulous, incomparable creator of the voice actor studio, Melissa Motes. This past week, I got to shadow with her at her house, in her home. It was nice. Booked some work. That was also nice. Booked a couple of jobs. One of which I was really happy. I got hit up by my client for it was like last minute. And got hit up by a client for more reads on my on a Hyundai dealership that I currently am the voice of. So that's pretty fucking sweet. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty sweet. I think you get what I'm saying here, folks. It's been a good week. This morning, woke up somewhat early and did some sketch videos for a project that I don't think I can really get into right now. It is, it's going to be cool. More on that as it comes. Like, there's a secret project I've been going to a couple of meetings for. You might have heard me talk about them in previous podcasts, but yeah, it's a couple secret meeting things. And again, you know, I hate the fact that I can't Dario Herrera, what up, bro? expecting me in diapers? Not yet, man. We need to sit down. We need to chop it up. We need to do the one-on-one. You help me with the brand, man. Because right now my brand is I'm sitting here unboxing Amazon shit while I... while I'm just chilling, here in the middle of Arctic mountains, middle of the Arctic mountains, man, it's chilly up here on a Saturday night. It's been a busy day. And now I get to relax, do this podcast, catch everybody up on my shit, you know. Got booked. I don't know if I said it already. Booked a job also for Emerald Coast College. That's fucking cool. Your boy's out here. I'm fucking. I'm booking shit. I don't know. What else to say, man. I don't know what else. What else is there to say? Last time I went on a big rant all about diet soda. Today, I'm eating some delicious Quest chips with some questionable ingredients, such as natural flavors. Still not 100% what that all means. Still not completely 100% on that, but, you know. After this, I'll probably grab something to eat. You know, grab a little bite. Have a little reprieve, a little break in between. This morning shots, so I went, basically, shot sketches this morning, went to the studio, engineer class, learn all about artificial intelligence, came straight from the studio, which is sort of why I was late. It was a little bit of extra time, more time than I expected. So I was planning on eating something in between the studio and here, but ended up hanging out. My mentor was there. She was awesome. Fucking just chilled and talked. Tried helping her out with her stuff, you know. Sleep paralysis demon. Sustenance. That's exactly what it's about. Girl, it's about the sustenance. I'm getting some sus out here. Don't give me no sass about the sus. E.T. didn't go home. He's in your chips. That's exactly what natural flavors sounds like to me. What the fuck is natural flavors? What does that mean, people? I need to know. What does that mean? Any food scientists out there that can tell me what natural flavors means? It's just in the back. I love that it's like you need to print out all of the ingredients here so people can feel safe. But yet nobody reads the back. Like, I wonder what's in here. Let's look it up, shall we? Let's go to the internet and look it up. What is natural flavors? What is natural flavors? You know? The fuck is this? Natural flavors, should you eat them? Oh no, I don't like that. Why natural flavors are listed as a food additive? Let's do it. Let's take a look. Hey, this is turning into a learning podcast. How about that? How about that, everybody? You thought you were coming in for entertainment? Is this learning? This is learning. Don't judge me. I'm gonna have a little more of these fucking coconut chips. But this is the last, okay? This is the last. I'm beginning to suspect that there is just drugs. What is this? Is this the real stuff? Yeah, this is the real coconut chips right here. That's the last of it. That's all I gotta say. That's the last of it. All right. Why natural flavors are listed as a food additive? Do you ever read the ingredients list on a bag, box, or can of food and wonder just what natural flavors are and why they're needed? Shouldn't food taste good without anything added? Obviously, you haven't looked at ingredients lately. Because that's not how fucking food works in America. Maybe, but first, it's important to understand what makes up a flavor and why flavor is necessary to begin with. What makes a food flavorful? Flavor is an important characteristic of the food we eat every day. It's difficult to imagine eating a diet made up of bland, flavorless foods. Essentially, flavor is the combination of the taste, aroma, and feel of food. While some foods, such as fresh fruits and berries, taste delicious just as they are, after you spray all them pesticides on it, actually, every recipe includes some sort of extra flavor-enhancing ingredients, such as salt, pepper, herbs, and spices. Take that, Colonel Sanders. Enhancing the flavor of foods can make eating a joyful thing for any one of us. But adding flavors to foods also helps to stimulate appetite, which is essential for people who need to gain weight, like older people who may have lost some of their ability to taste foods. I don't know about y'all, but most of my problem is the opposite of needing to gain weight. This is a YouTube video, just like close up on my face and be like, fatty! Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba! Four questions about natural flavors. This is what it is. Are natural flavors safer than artificial flavors? Probably not. Artificial flavors are made from non-food sources, while natural flavors come from foods or other edible things. However, they all end up being about the same and are safe to consume. Oh, okay, cool. So they're both good. Not good, but they're both safe. Are natural flavors suitable for vegetarian and vegan foods? Natural flavors can be made from animal products, so unless the manufacturer explicitly states the natural flavors are plant-based or the food product is vegetarian or vegan, there's really no way to know whether they come from animals or plants. You telling me I'm eating up ground-up bees? That's the fucking natural flavors, ground-up bees! It's ground-up bees, people! Oh my goodness, it's so many bees out here. I'm not happy about that. I like bees. I'm a vegetarian because I don't want harm to befall animals. So I got these quest chips. Find out it's ground up bees. Is monosodium glutamate? I don't even know what the fuck that is. Oh, MSG. Sorry, everybody. I'm dumb. But if used as an ingredient in food, it needs to be listed as such. Nope, just the bee's knees. Oh, that's the best part of the bees. Where does that saying come from? Why do we say bee's knees? What is it about bee's knees that's so amazing? If you're asking me, bee's knees are getting hyped out here. They're getting hype. Overhype. Why? Why do I say bee's knees? Some people believe that it is a reference to the fact... burped right into the microphone. I'm sorry you had to hear that. I hope you weren't in close proximity to whatever you're listening to this on. I hope that you had to take off the headphones because you're about to fart or whatever, and then you did not hear the burp, and now you're hearing me talk about the burp, but, you know, you just farted, so you're like, oh, it's human nature. That's what happens. If you're currently farting, well, that's just rude. Why are you farting while listening to my podcast? Huh? Why don't you fart some other time? Why don't you fart some other place? Y'all, why are we farting out here? Okay. What's the meaning of bee's knees? That's the real question out here. All right, let's see. What are people on Facebook saying? Okay, perfect. Nothing. Something is excellent. What's the origin? It's difficult to know if we need an entomologist or an entomologist for this one. Okay, I don't like the way this is starting. It's sounding real pretentious. Just if I'm being honest, it sounds real fucking pretentious to me. Bees carry pollen back to the hive and sacks on their legs. Well, now I'm just aroused. Some good leg sacks. Check out the leg sacks on her. Bro, I know. I know Jenny doesn't have a great personality, bro. But have you seen the leg sacks on her? Oh my God, the leg sacks. Oh, just so throbbing. What are leg sacks supposed to do? It's my question. Also, what the fuck is this guy? It looks like he just found out he stepped on a cat. It's like, oh, shit. Oh, I'm sorry, cat. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Oh, shit, SoundCloud, did you take a picture of that? Oh, please don't use that picture. I stepped on the cat. I feel like a fucking idiot. I'm making a dumb face. Look at me. I shouldn't talk shit like that. I don't know who this guy is. All I'm saying is SoundCloud's at fault here for picking this picture and saying, that's the picture we want. I don't blame the model in this. The model looks fine. The model showed up that day. They were like, he was like, what do you want me to wear? They were like, I want you to wear like a jacket that makes you look like you're going to go to NASA and go like swim in some Arctic seas at the same time. I wanted you to look like you're wearing a jacket that's also part astronaut uniform with fur around the top. That's what I want. And then he's like, okay, that's a little weird. It's a little strange. He heard me talking shit, and they changed the ad. Anyways, they were like, well, he was like, what do you want me to, like, look like now that I'm in this ridiculous outfit? And they were like, okay, well, we want you to look like you just stepped on a red anthill by accident, and now you're slightly worried. You're in that moment between surprise that you stepped on an anthill, you figuring out that it's an anthill, and then right the moment right before you go into holy fucking shit, this is a red anthill, I'm about to have a lot of displeasure in my leg. Can you do that? And he said, I'm a professional, and as a professional, I don't know if that's what you want me to, I don't know that that's specifically what you want. I mean, I can make that face. Are you talking about, like, this kind of face? And they were like, we already took the picture. He's like, whoa, hold up. I feel like that face came out looking a little weird. They're like, no, we already got the picture. We only hired the photographer for 9 minutes. We spent 8 of those minutes explaining to you the look of that red anthill, painting you that very delicate picture. We're good. We're not paying for overtime. Thank you very much. And he said, I hope that somebody does not find that picture of me on the internet and talk about it on his podcast. And, well, bro, I'm sorry, but I put you on blast. That's me. He thought they said cat scream, but it was supposed to be the cat's meow. The bee's knees on the sacks of their leg sacks. Sexy. Oh my goodness. I can't deal with all this sexiness. As alluding to the concentrated goodness to be found around a bee's knee. But there's no evidence to support this explanation. It is also sometimes said to be a corruption of business. But there's no evidence to support that either. Nor is there any connection with another earlier phrase, a bee's knee. A bee's knee. Bee's knee. Bee's knee. Bee's knee. Bee's. Bee's knee. Bee's knee. In the 18th century, this was used as a synonym for smallness, but has since disappeared from the language, replaced more recently by the less polite, gnat's bollock. Okay, I've never heard that fucking phrase. This is making me question the whole article. completely honest. Where is this from? Oh, what's that? BuzzFeed. That's some highbrow fucking humor, people. People, I said BuzzFeed. Oh my god. I said BuzzFeed. Oh my goodness. BuzzFeed. Because they're fucking bees. Oh my god. Ooh, somebody put this man on the I Love the 80s. Oh, fucking MTV. Is that still around? I don't know. What's the buzz about it? Ah! Stock photo roasting. That's how I do, Dustin. That's how I do. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. Those sexy legs. You fucking, these leg sacks. The leg sacks on that girl are exquisite. Can you imagine the leg sacks that her sister has? My God.
That's like my Hannibal Buress impression.
Oh my God, the leg sacks on that girl. Bees can't drink too much. They get too buzzed. I'm just making kung pow, some kung pow noises.
Anyways, coming back down.
I'm tired of being on this mountain. Now I'm in Adventure Time. I'm tired of being in Adventure Time. Don't want that no more. Spaceship, baby. Space party! Oh, space party!
Man, oh man. I'm streaming tonight, too. If you're hanging out with me and you're like, man,
I like this goofy Brent. He has barely eaten anything and he wants to still talk to people even though he's a little bit weird.
Yeah, that's me, baby. That's me all day. I'm going to be going on twitch.tv/heyscoops 8:30 p.m. tonight. And I will be streaming with my good friend Jolly Green, who I love dearly. He is one of my best friends in the whole world. Hurry, find the quest chips on the starship.
Oh, Captain! Captain! Oh, Captain!
Look at me. The commander of Starfleet. Look at me. Look at me go. Oh, shit. There's a captain's chair. There's a captain's chair over there. You know, that happens. It happens, people. I don't know what else to talk about. Also, I want more coconut chips, and I don't want to deal with the judgment that y'all are going to have of me just eating these coconut chips raw, sliding them in raw, straight up in my mouth. So, that raw sliding. So, this is the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I love you all. Follow me on social media at Brent Mukai, BRENTMUKAI. If you want to watch this live, you can go to twitch.tv/BrentMukai. Give me a follow. That's fine. If you want to watch me tonight, twitch.tv/HeyScoops. Love the guys that I'm doing that for. They are magnificent human beings. And, you know, it's me, Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. Hope this was a productive episode. Feel like mostly all I did was scream. And, mostly just scream, and that's fine. So, peace out. I will be streaming again Wednesday. Love you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Oh, mwah. You thought I'd stop because the theme music's playing, but I'm not. I'm going to kiss you all.
Peace be the journey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Love you.